This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich.
And on this Friday, we head into the weekend facing not one, but two possible shocks to the U.S. economy. There's the fiscal cliff, of course, and then there is the ports. Unionized longshoremen at 14 ports from Maine to Houston threatened to strike at midnight on Saturday over a pay dispute. My regular Friday guest, Chris Lowe, is here live. He is chief economist at FTN Financial. Hi, Chris.
Good morning.
Give us a sense of the scale and the possible damage from this port strike.
Well, this is a big deal because the strike is so far-reaching. It actually covers ports that are responsible for about 45% of our international trade. So it's potentially as much as $1 billion a day in commerce that would be glued up, according to the National Association of Manufacturers.
Mm-hmm.
It's the kind of strike that, if it lasts long enough, could have a big impact.
And who could be most affected by it?
Well, there are retailers like Walmart that have sourced more to Latin America than they used to. They've cut the trade from China because prices have gone up. But they do the bulk of their business in the wintertime before Christmas. The home builders are the ones who are likely to really feel the pinch. These are companies like Home Depot and Lowe's because their Christmas comes in April, the beginning of the home building season. If the strike lingers long enough, they may find that their shelves are not stocked in time.
Chris Lowe, chief economist at FTN Financial, thank you as always.
Thank you.